Today on EPL, we will be talking dating, waiting, breaking up, making up, and the things your mama taught you.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live this week.
See, God don't like ugly. That's why we don't have no theme music.
Yeah.
Oh, there it goes. Pop it.
Have you heard this song?
I have not, but the beat. Hey.
Hey. And who was that?
She got a little bounce to it.
There you go. Y'all in a nasty freaking section.
This is going on my mind.
We in the same.
I'm a little neutral.
We the pray.
Daryl picked the song.
We the pray section.
I'm a live section.
I like that.
Yeah. Clearly.
Oh, I've been known to live a little bit too, though.
Hey. Yeah. You can move. We can pray and live. You know? Show eat. We love to eat now. Are we good? Welcome, you guys, to Eat, Pray, and Live. Oh my God, I'm so excited about today's show. Mm-hmm. And we have two very, very, very special guests with us.
Guest host.
Without further ado, I'm going to introduce the panel to you. Our beloved Stacy is hanging out with Robin Gibbons.
She's with the Canadians.
In Canada. She's doing her thing. So we wish her a lot of love and peace and happiness and all that good stuff. And to my immediate left, I have a longtime friend of mine, Mrs. Robin Ayers, who is, let me give you some background on this fabulous lady. She is a newly published author. Congratulations.
Thank you. That is so awesome and amazing.
And she is an entertainment correspondent, a speaker. She is a wife of 12 years. Mm-hmm. She's a mother of two beautiful 10-year-old twin girls. So she's going to be our marriage expert today.
Okay. Yes. I like that title.
Yes, girl. You know how to do it. And then next to her, we have Miss Raylynn Taylor.
Hello.
And Raylynn is family. She's from AfterBuzz's Next.
Yeah,
BHL. Yeah, Next. We're
going to steal her. That's all we're going to say. I'm just going to put that out there in the universe. And then we have my male me with his little Chanel sweatshirt on.
Carl,
Demetrius Jones at the house.
Thank you very much. Hello, America.
Canada. Canada's watching.
It's Fendi, not Chanel.
Correction.
I knew it was Fendi, but that is Karl Lagerfeld of Chanel.
Yes.
How did that happen? How was Fendi able to use Karl? He's the creative director of Fendi as well as the Karl Lagerfeld line.
There
you go.
And then last but never least is my militant me, Miss Courtney Stewart.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
What up?
So how is everybody? How you guys living?
Amazing. Wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, glad to be here.
You know how we're so good to have you now.
Okay, well.
We get it popping.
You know, instantly. That's what we like. That's what we've been waiting for.
Surprise.
It's a party. Okay. Apparently, that's excited too.
We don't baptize Demetrius.
And you throwing liquor on me to baptize me. Like, there's something wrong with me.
We love you, Demetrius. We love you.
Thank you. All right, so
let's get right into our show. There's a lot going on in the world. And we're going to talk about, go ahead, Demetrius, segue us in, because this was your story with Scottie Pippen and his wife, Larsa. They have, I guess, made up.
Yeah, I like love, and it appeared that Scottie Pippen and his wife, Larsa, were going to divorce. Mm-hmm. There were accusations flung back and forth between, I don't know which camera I'm at, I'll just stick with this one, between Scottie and Larsa in regards to infidelity. Future made an appearance on a few blogs, hanging out with Larsa, but you know,
I remember that.
A few days ago, you know, TMZ reported that Larsa and Scottie Pippen was seen in public, and she was sporting a new piece of jewelry similar to Robin's.
He put another ring on it.
A big old ring.
See, it's hard to walk away from a 14-carat diamond. I'm just saying.
Okay. Yes, that too.
14 carats. It's hard to walk away from.
Why? Because I'm looking at you because I need some, like,
I mean,
some backup on
that. I know. I mean, if it works for her, I think it's great.
Okay, so let me ask you, what are you thinking? Do you think that they shouldn't have gotten back together?
Didn't he beat her up? Like, wasn't there, like,
right, there was domestic violence. Like, yeah, accusations.
Well, she called 911.
There were
but
accusations
we don't...
and rumors.
Okay, but do we think or do we know that he put hands on her? Or do we think that
we
it was just...
That.
Right, so it could have been just, like, she was riled up. It got kind of rowdy at the house.
I think it probably got kind of rowdy at the house.
Maybe.
And that was the makeup gift.
I think it says a lot about Scottie Pippen as a guy and his fortitude. Because a lot of times, guys won't take women back if y'all go out. And we suspect that you were messing around with another guy.
Yeah. That's how guys are.
I mean, if we have like a separation and then I see you're hanging out with Future, I'm going to assume that he
But wasn't the point that they weren't really separated and that's why it was an issue?
I think so. I think that was it.
I just think it says a lot about him, but at the same time with Kanye being with Kim, she's on this porn tape. I was like, it's all kind of changed a little
bit. It's a different
era. The game has changed.
Yes. It really is. Yeah. It's a completely different era. And maybe what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I feel like guys want you once they see you with somebody else.
That can happen sometimes. True.
See, and that's
like
that
now you see me in the future, now you want to say
now
hey.
You
that
say
brings
it.
Up an interesting point.
Now you're interested again.
I have been guilty of this very thing myself. I don't really want you, but I kind of don't want nobody else to
have you.
Yes, yes. Or sometimes you're looking at him and the very fact that someone wants him, it makes you re-look at the good qualities about him in the first place.
That you don't want nobody else to have.
Is that what that is?
See, you gotta understand your friend's ego. She don't want you to be happy with nobody else.
Very true.
This is going around you.
I'm not happy yet. Like, I'm not happy yet.
See, that's what I'm saying. Until I'm happy, I say I don't wish you well. I wish you okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's one I
wish you okay. Not well. I'm not. Yeah.
I wish you okay.
Yeah, I wish you okay. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard, especially when you have so much history with somebody. I'm glad that they're trying to put their thing back together. They have children involved, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I hope it works out.
Would you do it? Would you take somebody back?
For with a 14-karat ring, that's gonna buy you a couple more months. I'm gonna reconsider that because you know what? I bet you that was a very romantic gesture, and she probably fell in love all over again. But that stuff can be very, very temporary. Let me just say this: it depends on why we were breaking up in the first place.
Right.
Because if you put your hands on me, you could give me a 24.
Exactly. Yeah.
Carrot diamond ring, and it wouldn't matter.
Yeah. So my thing is, it's probably they were leading up to it in the first place. They were leading up to the ring. Yeah. I don't think it was just like all this turmoil, and then I give you a ring, and then she's back on board.
I think it was
some romance. You think it was just the ring, and she said okay.
She said all right, fine.
I think that's what guys do. He clearly did something wrong. Mm-hmm. Clearly,
or she did. We don't know.
I think they both did.
Well, she's not going to get a 14-karat ring, a diamond ring from him. If she did something.
Oh, yeah. That the way it happens.
That's a makeup
gift. No. Sometimes you can get so upset at someone because they've done something, but you take it too far. Mm-hmm. You can get upset. You can't get too upset where you push them away, and then you gotta go chasing after them because then the leverage gets reversed.
I agree.
I get that, but I'm not given that level of gift. That's what I'm saying. I don't. That level of gift to me is an admission of guilt.
Well, admission of maybe I slapped you and that wasn't cool.
I've never taken an ex back. Like, I've never gone back to somebody I dated before.
Me either.
It's like a scorched earth policy with me. It's like,
I've tried. It don't work.
It don't work.
You walk away for a reason.
It don't work.
I've gone back.
You seem like you would.
Did it work for a while?
some people are very hard to let go of.
Yeah.
When you have a lot of history. And just they're your best friend or whatever. It's hard to give that up because you're not just giving up a relationship, a love interest. You're giving up a best friend, so it's kind of it can be hard, but it usually doesn't work because, like Robin said,
I agree.
There's a reason why you guys split in the first place.
Yes.
Okay.
And timing is everything. So maybe you need a little bit of time, and you grow, he grows, and then maybe. I don't know. Shoot, I don't take marriage advice from me.
Oh, no. See, now you bring bringing up that topic that you said we weren't going to talk about. Now it's out there. Can I not take marriage advice from you because you've been divorced?
I think it makes me an expert, actually. Because I've been through it a couple of times. So, and Bishop Jake says something that I love, and I've heard a lot of other people say it, but it just really rings in my head about him saying it. He said, anybody who hasn't been through anything can't tell me nothing.
Oh, that's true.
And that's real. I think when you go through things, it puts you in a position to have the information, to have the wisdom. There's always opportunity to grow and to change, to evolve. Yeah. Now, whether or not you take the opportunity. Mm-hmm. So that brings us to our video.
Yeah. What's the
Wait
video?
A second.
What's
yeah,
the, oh, you showing that video?
Before you play the video, this is, I just want everybody to know, this is a part two from the show last week, The Waiting Game. And we're talking about, Steve Harvey wrote a book called, Think Like, or Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. And he advises... I don't know anybody who's ever read the movie. I got the footnote. And there was some good, I thought some really good, solid advice in it.
Reading is fundamental. I've read the book.
You have?
Wow. What do you think?
I thought it was a good book. But I don't want to steal thunder from this clip in our discussion, so we can talk about that. Right.
So let's set this up. This is a part two show, and we're talking about dating and waiting and how long should you wait. And we brought up Steve Harvey last week about his book, and it's a best-selling book. Yeah. A lot of people love the book. Mm-hmm. I've taken excerpts out of it. I think it's got some very, very wise and good perspective and points. But Stacey brought something up that I didn't even know. There's apparently a beef between him and Tony Rock. So I'm thinking, okay, Steve Harvey, he's saying 90 days. He's an expert on this thing. And some people are disqualifying him. Mm-hmm. Let's play the clip.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. Pick Steve Harvey as the representative for all things black. Steve Harvey, let's keep this shit funky. Steve Harvey is on his third marriage. Mm-hmm. His third wife was mistress to his second wife. Yet black people have anointed this motherfucker the oracle when it comes to black dating. This nigga wrote a book on dating. You want your third wife, homie? With all respect, why can we pick a nigga that nobody talking about? Not D.L. Hughley, married for 25 years, same woman. Steve Harvey. And now he met with Trump. Who give a fuck?
He kept it funky, all right. He went in.
Yeah, he did. Wow.
Is that a fact about the? Has that been confirmed? I'm sure they deny that. Marjorie,
she's the mistress.
Oh, yeah, right. She was the mistress.
I don't know if that's been confirmed, but definitely rumored.
Yeah, the allegation is a fact, but it's not a fact that she was.
Well, they had, remember those texts that they had that Steve Harvey apparently sent her that were very, very funky. And juicy. Juicy.
There's strong evidence pointing in the direction that she was the mistress.
Yes. Yeah. So what do y'all what do y'all think about what Tony is saying?
Does he have what you say, Raymond?
I don't know what it is about black people and Steve Harvey. Like, you either like him or you hate him, but I mean, I don't know. I feel like, honestly, I really didn't know that Steve Harvey would come out with the... I didn't even know he had info on relationship advice. I can't really see him as that type of person. Especially for black men in general. I don't think that you guys look to Steve Harvey as, like, the man, y'all.
No, Steve Harvey idolized. Really wrote a book on dating to give women advice about how to land a man.
A perspective that we don't
But it's, like, through the mind of you guys. So that's how I was asking, like, do you think that it was accurate?
I think it was accurate... okay, what Tony's saying is that he shouldn't be an expert on marriage. Mm-hmm. But Steve Harvey...
is not, right?
No, what he's an expert on is dealing with dog-ass dudes. Mm. That's really what the book is about, is telling you, okay, look, you want to avoid all this heartbreak that has resulted in so many R&B love songs? This is what you need to do.
Got it.
One, when you meet a dude... don't have sex with him for 90 days. Give, and I'm going to keep it funky. Give him time to fuck up. Mm-hmm. That's really what it
is.
Because you, I don't care who you is. You cannot keep it together for 90 days. Ain't nobody worth keeping it together for 90 days.
Yeah.
And so that's really what it's about. Now, I feel Tony when he's like, man, he shouldn't give... I understand his point of view, mm-hmm. where it's like, oh, he's been divorced, and then he's possibly allegedly married to his mistress. Mm-hmm. This is not the person we want to look to. I understand that. And but that's not what Steve Harvey crafted himself to be mm-hmm. when he wrote these books, in my opinion.
You know what, though? And I like the fact that you pointed out, Demetrius, that he wrote it. And I know some men were upset about it. It's like, why are you putting all these women?
Yeah, you put them up on game.
Yep. This is what he, this is one of the things that Steve Harvey said. I don't know if this is in the book, per se, but this is his, you know, this is something that he said to basically warn women. And he's talking about the 90 days and that the women should wait. He said, but y'all keep changing the rules. And we, as men, are aware of the fact that you act desperate. He said, we're aware of the fact that you think there's a good shortage of men out there. Mm. And he's saying we play on that. He said, we created the term gold digger, so you won't ask us for nothing. He said, we created the term nagging so that y'all will quit badgering us. He said, these are terms that we created so that you, as women, can require less from us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Oh, of course you don't.
No, because some of y'all be nagging.
Not everybody got the memo.
I think that's great freaking advice, because women do put themselves on sale for men. We operate out of this desperation. Oh, my God, there's not a lot of men to go around.
It's true.
There's a shortage. And
I appreciate Steve, because he's literally giving you behind the veil of what men think. And I hear the point that Tony was making, but I don't necessarily agree. Just because someone has moved forward in a divorce or whatever does not say that they don't know anything about marriage or relationships. As a matter of fact, they know the goods and they know the bads. Most people in marriages have gotten to the point of a divorce. They just haven't gone fully through with it. So we can't knock that. The guy has a lot of experience, and I appreciate that.
Did Tony sound like a hater to you? Is that what you got?
I don't know if I got hater. I mean, he was keeping it real, and that's his truth.
Funky.
He was keeping it funky. You know what I'm saying? I'm not mad at that perspective. I'm just saying.
And I like that you would do that as a celebrity, because I find that sometimes celebrities are like almost like police officers, where it's like, I don't want to say nothing wrong, even though I should say something wrong. And that's how we ended up with a president that we have now. But because people wouldn't call them out when they're supposed to call them out. Now, whether or not I agree with them, I like that he's that type of person. But you said something that we need to talk about.
Which is?
The desperation thing.
Yeah.
There's a switch that happens. Mm-hmm. Like, how old are you?
21.
Okay.
I'm a baby.
Oh, yeah. You are. Okay.
See, right now,
she's about to faint.
Yeah, she's 21. She got so many dudes that are probably coming at her constantly.
Yeah.
Constantly. Look, and it's like you can choose. You can choose who you want to choose.
Yeah.
Wait till your ass hit 30.
Let me finish.
Robin knows what I'm about to say.
Okay.
A switch occurs.
And who?
Oh, you mean the girls, the switch in the girls,
switch
and
in
suddenly
who?
They are more...
No, he's talking about a switch in the men.
The men have more of the power at that point.
Hell to the
nizz. No. They only have more of the power.
Thank you, Courtney.
He's talking about, because y'all, the biological clocks are ticking, you still feel like you got to get married for those little women that applies to. Like, and so, men know.
You sit next to him, don't mean you always got to be on his side.
No, but I'm sitting across and I kind of agree, though. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's
rare.
I kind of agree. That's a blanket statement, but there are some facts to
that's
that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's the desperation that men know exists.
But the thing is, we still have the power. What we do is we just turn
listen,
it over.
Listen, there's always you power have, in the pee. I'm just saying,
no,
listen.
We got the power.
Women are powerful, period.
We got the power.
They're always going to be. But that's good. That's good,
there's
Courtney.
There's only some power, because in the end, if you want marriage and children at 30, you really start thinking about you need to be finding somebody that you can settle down with, because the process of finding the person, being in a relationship, getting to marriage, then getting to the point of having kids, it's some years usually. So you need that time.
Here's the funny thing. It don't apply to everybody.
It don't even apply to me.
Do you, at what cost? Do you want it at the expense of reducing your standards?
Most women do.
See, that's why.
That's a problem.
I can name three people right now that I know settled because they were like, he's decent, like he got a job, like he's good, and now they're married
Steve
and they
Harvey
have kids.
Is trying to give us the advice, and basically what he's saying is, women, understand what your value is. Understand the power that you have. Don't give up that. Don't fall for that.
Yeah. And go into it with that like respect that you have for yourself early on. Because then if you don't.
But it's settling, like, Is that falling for it, or is that you just making a decision that the life you want is to have a family, and if you find a person that meets at least most of the standards that you want, that's comfortable for you and you're okay with that? Because most people live in a place of complacency to begin with in all aspects of their lives. So why is that desperation or giving up?
So my view on it is this. I think women or girls, when we're younger, we are trained. Everything around us tells us, okay, you are doing all of this to get married, to settle down, to have a family. So that's embedded in us when we're kids. But guys, on the other hand, are trained to go out there, hunt, get a good job. So maybe younger, they're trying to like go and get that or whatever. But when that's why they're a commodity when it's like that 30 age, because they're going to get their careers. They're going to get their whatever. You see a lot of successful guys out there, and around that age, women are like, "Well, my clock is ticking, and I haven't gotten that husband, the kids, and all of that yet. So what's wrong with me?" And then they begin to settle.
I've never had that.
Well, you ain't never had no problem finding no husband. See, you got to understand.
That defeats the point
made. I don't told you this before. You're not the regular chick. See, this is the thing. I don't told you that before. Yeah, calm your ego down.
Why am I not the regular chick?
Because when you got married and you had your baby, were you 30 yet?
No, I was 25.
That issue never even existed in your universe.
That's a good point.
Because you had already had your child.
That's not a good point.
But that's the point of this. Like, if you are now 32 and you've never been married, you've never had children, you want that in your life, there is a different mindset.
I wasn't married at 32. I wasn't. And I wanted more children. I was divorced from my son's father. I wanted more children.
It's different for wanting more from wanting just to get one.
It's like being a football player. You got to get that championship under your belt. That first ring. Once you get that, you want your family still, but you've
at least started one and had it at some point. There's people that are like, I ain't never had nothing.
Family, though. I wanted that because, like Robin said, and I want to hear from Ray Lynn, because Ray Lynn is a completely different generation. She's a millennial. We're raised with that. To have, to have a family, to have children, to have that marriage, to have, that's embedded in us. Mm-hmm. Now, with you, I don't know. Like, what is your mother teaching you?
Well, for me, I feel like guys at my age are not ready for that. So, like, when you guys say that at 30, it's guys with the commodity, like, they're right now, they're not really ready to settle down.
Are you ready at 21?
No, how I take love or relationships, I just kind of I'm just kind of rolling with it. If it happens, I'm not the type, because, like, I know some of my girlfriends are like, I don't want a relationship right now, and I'm not the never say never type of person. Right. Like, if it happens, it happens, but I'm not going to be out there looking for it.
And I can understand that at 21, you don't even, you just live in your life. It's not,
but even guys that are like, even mid, like 25, they's not ready to really give it up like that either. So I feel like, and in their mind, it's like, I'm still young, so I'm going to wait till I get to close to 30, then I'm going to start trying to settle down. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And that's when they have all the power.
Who?
The guys.
Y'all don't have the power.
They have all the power in the world.
America?
But wait. They only have as much power as you allow. Here is my advice, though. This is my advice, though, because Sheree, like Courtney pointed out, you didn't necessarily have to go through this because you had already been married. Because, see, this is the thing. When you're a woman and you have not been married. And you want to be married. You haven't been married. You're like 34. You start to question, what's wrong with me? Why hasn't anyone said to me, wait, why hasn't anyone said to me, I want to spend the rest of my life with you? And you start to wonder, what am I doing wrong?
You can still have that. You can still have that internal conversation having been divorced.
It's different,
and it could be even worse.
You're not going to get this.
Your marriage didn't make it. Like, oh, my God, am I...
You're not going to get this. So I can see that. We can move
on. It sounds like a case of idealism versus reality. You know what I'm saying? Like, what I'm going to tell my girls... I have 10-year-old twins, right? What I'm going to tell them is, even when you're 21 or when you're 25 or 30 or whatever, do not set... Like, listen, don't even... That's not the... They think... That generation thinks that getting a man is it.
Yeah.
That is not it. You get what I'm saying?
What generation? You're not talking about the babies.
No, I'm not talking about the babies.
You're talking about, like,
they're learning from our generation. That's right. So it is a matter of being passed down. Yeah. It's trickled down. But I want to erase that. I want all these millennials to know, like, that's not really what it's about. Like, live. You know, live, go, that, you know, like, get your own, you know.
They're getting into relationships, and they're like, but I kind of still want to do it. I'm like... Do it. Don't let you being in a relationship trying to scare you from living your life. Then you're going to be in the back reminiscing like, dang, I wish I would have done this, this, and that. Because you're so focused on the idea of having a boyfriend.
Even though what we're teaching our children at this point is different, and we're trying to empower the women, you know, our females a little more, and tell them to go. You have dreams, you have goals. Just don't make like the end. Just don't make everything about finding a man and getting married. But we're wired for love. I mean, that's how we're wired.
I have a different perspective.
Which is what
my perspective is. Don't get married so soon. Get married. Let that be in your dreams, but don't get married so soon. You can have fun. I feel like you should be well into your 30s. You could even be in your 40s when you actually get married. I think that there's so much more life to live before then.
So how are you going to have babies? Because I know that you raise them.
Yeah.
You know, you're Christian. You raise them. Would you be okay for them to have babies and not be married?
I would prefer not. I would prefer for them to be in a solid relationship or a solid situation. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily have to be marriage. But see, I'm cut from a different kind of cloth, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't necessarily believe that, because far too many people see this is, I don't have any regrets, I'll say that, but when I got married, I was 26, and I was in church. Church makes the youth, they put that on them. Listen, go date to get married. Don't date to date. Date to get married. Yes. And so far too many people are getting married when they don't even know what time it is. They don't know what they want
to
do.
To have sex.
It's better to marry than burn with desire. This is what I say. Don't get married to have sex.
Don't get married to have sex.
It's all under blood.
And it's not the epitome. Like, they always think the grass is greener on the other side.
You're just having coitus wherever.
What?
Because she said, that's why I'm not married. She's like, because she's just cheating.
I think that's dope.
I would add this, if you do find yourself in the position, American women, where you are 34 or something like that.
European women. Can you speak to them too?
Women, period. If you're like 34, 5, whatever, and you have not been married, and you think like, man, what am I doing wrong? I think you should find someone that has, you know, gotten married, like Sheree. And see what it is that they do, because and copy their patterns in order to land a husband. Stay in shape and
I don't have no problem landing them. I just have a hard time keeping them.
No, you don't. Because
or wanting to keep them.
There you go. Yeah. See, that's the difference.
So that means a hard time not throwing them away.
That is so true.
That's a little bit different.
You know, been married at 25, had her baby, got married.
I don't want to
be married again.
I wanted another piece of cake.
That's a story of my life.
You see how it made me out to be? A fairy does. I'm just saying. That's interesting. That is really interesting. But still, I tell women that, you know, my advice would be just live. Like Robin said.
That's it.
Really, live your life.
Yep.
I think most women are doing that.
And don't listen to Demetrius. Yes.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Do not take this Los Angeles philosophy and apply it to your life.
I'm glad you said that, that though. Because Los Angeles environment is very different than other places in the world, in the country, and everywhere.
It's
so,
really it's,
so where we're like, yes, girl, live. Have the best. Sometimes living, totally if you are in the middle of freaking Kansas or somewhere, is really having a family and being with other families and doing that. So
because we have so many more options out here.
Yeah.
And then there are some people that are at 24, 25, they want to get married.
They do. They think, well, you know what? They think they want to get married. This is what I've come to learn. People think that they want to get married, and once they're in it, there are so many unhappy married people right now, and that is word. Like, people really are unhappy.
I just feel like you have to go into it really knowing, like, being truthful to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, completely honest. Because I know I have people who are young mothers, and I'm like, you wasn't ready to be a mama. Like, you're still wanting to, like, let's go to the club. I'm like, I'm gonna watch the baby. You know, like, you're not, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to be, but I have other people from my high school who, like, straight out of high school have babies, and that's all their focus is just being a mom and doing that. So I feel go into it truthful of what you really want to do.
Y'all can't take the baby to the club?
Don't take the baby to the club.
They got a little like club. They should have babysitting at the club.
Like a baby
in that back room.
Honesty though, because I sometimes go into relationships and I'm like, there's something that's a little bit of doubt that I try to just sweep it under the rug, and then later on I'm like, dang it, I just should have been honest and just got up quick.
Is that us making excuses for men that we always do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because then
we always do that. We always see the signs.
But you think to yourself, like, is it me? Am I too shallow? Or am I asking for too much?
Isn't that something? And that's, when you ask that question, am I asking for too much? I think that is the gateway to lowering your standards.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I think women definitely do that, where they... It's like when I talk to, like, female friends, I'm like, you can't see what I see in this dude or whatever. And they're like, no, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And they'll go on and on. But I always say, when a red flag goes up, that person needs to pull it down. You don't need to pull it down for them.
Yes.
They need to say something that says, okay, let's lower this red flag. And a lot of times women don't do that. You all will come up with all types of excuses.
Yeah, well,
Go ahead. Some of that, I think, is because we're nurturers by nature. Mm-hmm. So we feel bad, like, oh, he just needs a hug. Mm-hmm. If he had somebody to just love on him and support him and be in his corner, he gonna be all right.
Mm-hmm. And the media makes it seem like us as women ask for so much, like, oh, your standards are too high. But then sometimes your standards aren't that high. It's just that everybody always says... Women have high standards. It's like...
That's men making that up,
but right?
Unless you're talking about
some women. There are some women. Because I remember when I used to watch that Chili show, when Chili was dating, like, beautiful woman, everything, gorgeous. But some things on her list, I'm like, girl, he can't have seafood. Like, that... he can't eat seafood. He can't have... I'm like... Those are things that could, you know, you could tolerate that. You know what I mean? That's when it's a little crazy.
That's when you just have to be rational about your list. You know what I mean? Like, okay, he's integrous. You know, he's a great provider. Mm-hmm. He's a protector. He's secure. He's solid. He loves children. Okay, but he doesn't like seafood. You can't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Right, I feel you on that.
True.
You can't do that. So what you want to... You're awfully quiet.
I'm not quiet. What are you saying? I just think it's interesting. Like, standards and what asking too much, when we're asking too much. Like, I mean, it's arbitrary.
Do you have standards?
Well, of course. I mean, I guess.
Dang!
Standards, guidelines, I don't really know. Like, you know, you meet people, you want a good person. It's pretty generic for me. Like, it's not... I don't have a list. Like, he should have a 26-inch waist, and he should do that. Like,
I'm not that person.
But some people, like, really... I mean, some people really like that, though. Like,
but, wait. So basically, you're like a blank slate when you meet a guy. It's like, you know, do you have a standard? Like, at least, like,
I would say that, like, it's pretty blank, other than, like, I need you to be, like, an honest... like, working human being, but, like, I want to know people, and, like, my standards shift, especially when it comes to physicality and stuff like that. Like, you would be surprised if
you're
more
of a core values type of person.
Yeah, like, I just want to know if you're a good person, like, I'm open to chat with you about
that
whatever.
That is so general, though.
Yeah. It is very general.
What is a deal breaker for you?
gay? Like, I don't know.
But you said that 2 weeks ago.
You already said that was not a deal breaker.
No job.
Gay and bisexual are two different things.
Oh, okay.
But if he's gay, he don't want you.
Exactly.
No, so but bisexual, she's fine with that.
No. I sounds fine. I said I'm open to date. Because your history is your history, just like my history is my history. Like, what we doing now is what we doing now.
Do you have a right? We talked about this after the cameras went off last week. Do you have a right to know his number?
No, we talked about that. You want to know what we talked about?
Oh, we can get
off camera? We talked about some things. I'm not going to say who. But we talked about intimacy versus carnal coitus.
Yes.
Someone
does not like carnal coitus.
You cannot turn them around.
There was the no first time carnal coitus in the first interaction for somebody.
Yeah. Well, they need to look at you.
Yes. Here's the thing. We talked about waiting. When a woman. And I think, do we all agree? And maybe Demetrius doesn't agree. But when you're dating ladies, don't give up the cookie right away. Dang.
Like, what's right
but
away?
But I don't agree
like
with
the
that.
First
night.
What if you were?
What is the first night?
What if y'all really vibing?
Because what if y'all really
vibing? No.
Okay? That's what you're not
we
about
said,
to
We said we're going to pull this thing. We're looking at it from the perspective of... You're trying to find love. You ain't just out there, you know, just getting off or whatever. You ain't keeping it funky.
No.
You're really looking for love, and you want to, you know, you want to do life with somebody.
But what classifies as first night? Because if you've been like hanging out or like talking to somebody for a minute, and y'all haven't actually gone out, you finally go on a date. Like the vibe
that's
is there.
The first night.
That's still the first night.
Yeah.
Dang, ho. What if it's somebody you've been friends with for whatever and you guys finally do an official date and you sleep together that night? Like, is that the first night?
You know what I'm talking about.
You know that.
You're trying to make yourself not a hoe.
I'm just
talking about
you.
There's some holes in this house. There's some holes in this house.
Oh my God. I don't think that's whole qualities, though. I don't think it's a whole quality.
I'm joking.
I don't.
So something the first night.
But see, Robbie and I were friends, and we cracked it off immediately. We weren't married. No, but see, here's my thing.
Thank you.
So here's the thing. So I think.
No,
this is so unfair.
We got too much more to talk about.
This is so unfair. I think it's so unfair for society to label that standard like that, that you're a hoe. It's putting this label on somebody who could just be vibing. Because if you meet someone,
Demetrius did that.
Okay, so let me make this statement.
She was a hoe.
I was joking.
Because I wasn't a part of y'all conversation last week, but I will say this. I feel like if two people meet, right, mm-hmm. they are super duper vibe. Like, yeah, I'm a viber. Yeah. I vibe with people.
You're telling your
twins
like,
that? No, you didn't look at me.
You're telling your twins that? Get it cracking? Hey, baby.
No, I'm not going to encourage them to get it cracking. But I'm
but
just hear what I'm saying. Because my twins are actually very, very well-rounded. And you know that, Sheree.
Yeah.
They're very well-rounded. But I'm going to teach them how to. I'm going to teach them how to do life. And what life is like, listen, if you vibe, don't let society tell you you're a hoe if you have sex with somebody.
I believe that.
If you're having a really good time and you feel like y'all have the dopest date, y'all just vibe and it was wonderful. Like, that's not saying that your relationship is going to end and now he's going to think you're a hoe because you gave it up.
Now, there's been one time where I had, what do you call that when you do it on the first time?
A hoe moment?
No.
When I say, when I say, yes.
I've had a homet before. Yeah. I consider myself a hoe. But I'm saying you are teaching your daughter something. Mm-hmm. Speaking of mothers teaching their children things.
Mm. Let me say this though before you go.
Okay,
ahead.
Go ahead.
I ain't got no problem if somebody want to have sex on the first night.
Well, we know of course, this, man.
I don't think no man got a problem with nobody.
We know this.
And I'm not going to think you're a hoe.
But
that's good. So let them know.
Just putting a disclaimer out there.
In
I'm not going
to
think you're a hoe.
I would say wait as long as you can. Just to see, like, if you're really vibing.
Yeah.
If you really like who this person is, I don't know who you are. If we're on one date, I'm just saying I don't.
Right.
It depends on your purpose. Sometimes
that's fair.
You're just trying to... I think every woman should just have one dude that she just had sex with.
Well,
we don't
have time for that.
Go ahead.
What did your mama teach you? You sent me a story earlier. about Mr. Anderson.
My mama ain't taught me that. Anthony Anderson was on the
Conan O'Brien
show, mm-hmm. and he told him a story about how his mom taught him how to perform
mama taught him how to eat the cookie, honey. And his frat brothers
with a pinch,
and some of the girlfriends and Conan was like, how did you? Well, she had an extensive video collection, so the mama put on porn.
We need to take eat.
Wait, porn? Did she have? Showed you how to eat? Oh, snap.
That's so different.
Okay.
What? Put on porn to teach them
told the ladies what to do when they were being...
Because the daddy couldn't eat.
This is...
Well, he couldn't eat properly?
Yeah.
Pie.
So I guess that became her passion, if that makes sense.
What?
Wow. There are some
and she things. Said, I'm not going to send my boys in the world not knowing how to eat pie.
Okay.
Oh, Mama Anderson.
I mean...
Mama Anderson. Okay.
Oh, snap. Well, they seem real cool, so she seemed like she got kind of mama.
Now, weigh in on that. You gonna teach your girls how to...
not teach my girls.
How to work that shaft?
Well, listen, I'll say this, I'm not going to teach them how to work it. However, that's weird. See, the mom and the son, that's weird. But mom to daughter, I want to be open enough with my kids, like with my daughters, not to really show you like what's up, but like
and ask questions
about that. I do want that part.
Yeah. I'm like with my mom. Me and my mom are like super open to the point where it's like, okay, you don't need to know too much.
So with your mom, so would you be fine if your mom gave you
don't teach me.
Yeah, you know. Something should be self explored.
Yes. Boom. Yeah.
Some walls got to be hit.
Yeah.
On your own.
I think it would be fine. I do think it would be fine for a guy. I would feel more comfortable with my dad telling me that. I remember my mom got very upset with my dad when he taught me how to use a condom when I was 7.
That's a little young.
Well, I had no babies yet, so.
To me, that's responsible parenting. Because, you know, I taught Trey, I was like, you know, we're going to do it God's way. I taught him God's way. Mm-hmm. He's going to do it his way.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if you decide to do this, mm-hmm. then this is what you need to do. You have to make room for people to make their choices and stuff.
It would feel weird to have my mom do that, but if that's their relationship, you know.
But you're talking about like techniques of pleasure. That's stuff that you need to work on.
Now, if I was one of the parents of the other,
but
one
they
of the
were
other
college
people,
age,
I don't
really?
Give a damn.
They were adults.
Miss Anderson, I'd have been all up in your doorway.
Oh my God.
She should just close the door.
So she could never get
straight. Is he single?
No,
he's back with his wife.
They got back together.
Well, if y'all don't.
Why? Were you interested?
She's like, wait a second.
That
now.
Is
you know how
so
to do
funny.
What?
You want to see what he learned?
Cheers.
Can you show me what your education has taught you?
We got to wrap it up. Demetrius, you got to do our Halo Award.
Oh, I got time to do it? Okay.
Yeah,
look,
we were taking the time.
Quickly, this Halo Award goes to both Marketplace with Kai Rizdahl and NPR because they've been honoring inventors, and they chose who have basically changed entire industries. And this, maybe a few days ago, they decided to honor Thomas Jennings, who was the first black person to receive a patent, and he revolutionized dry cleaning. I thought that was so great. But it happened in 1821 when it was difficult for a black person to get a patent because people didn't believe that we had the capacity to create anything that would deserve a patent or to appreciate a patent.
Yeah.
And most slaves, their inventions went to their masters. So this is a very great thing. And it carried on to his daughter, who was called the first Rosa Parks by Reverend Calvin Butts in AME Church in New York, because she was kicked off a trolley because she was black, and her father got an attorney sued, and they actually won.
Wow.
So, shouts out to Thomas Jennings.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay.
Dry scouring.
Courtney, what you got to, what are your final takeaways?
I always have to go first, and I'm never ready. My final takeaways are that, like, I'm not going to be teaching my children how to give cunnilingus or fellatio. They can find that out on their own. But they can ask me about their body parts.
Okay. That's cute, Courtney. Mm-hmm. Your clock is ticking, so you better hurry up.
I mean, I can adopt. Like, I'm not one of them people that's like, yo, it's gotta come out of my stuff. Like, if it comes, it comes, you know?
Love it.
That's how I feel. Love about it.
Demetrius, what you got to say?
Like I said before, ladies, if you're in those that 30 age bracket, you gotta get out there, you gotta compete. I mean, you got to get in shape.
Like survival of the
fittest. You need to get your credit right.
Terrible advice.
Get your cloak, get your wardrobe up, and get out there and get that man that you want. Find a mentor who's been married or who's got multiple divorces under her belt. Listen to what she got to say and get your man. Or woman.
Oh, God. Raylan, what you got to say?
That sounded like picking up another career.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Goodness, I got to get the work. I got to get a mentor.
Too much.
I guess my takeaway, I'm just living my life. You know, live your life.
That's it.
Don't let society tell you you a hoe.
I'm not saying
he's society.
It was a joke. Have your homie. If you want to have a homie, go on and do it.
Have your homie with me.
And be truthful to yourself. Yes. I love that.
Yeah. So. I like that. I'm going to piggyback off of that. I mean, really just do you, live life, have a great time. And the grass is not always greener on the other side. So where you are in your current situation is where you're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that. Well, my takeaway is I'm going to close with Steve Harvey. Uh-huh. Steve Harvey talked about the three P's. The three P's: profess, provide, and protect. And these are the three things that we should expect and look for in a man. And if I have the three P's, I'll add the fourth P.
Oh.
I'm going to add the pie.
Patience?
Oh, the pie.
I'm going to give you some pie. The pie.
Figure out what is
he
saying.
Cherie sound like way too much work. Why you got time for all that?
And the thing is, you can't. He's got a good message. Mm-hmm. I think he's got a good message. I think he has a lot of wisdom. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, I don't think he should be disqualified because he's been married several times before. Yeah, I think that makes him more qualified, as a matter of fact, to give us that advice. So I'm grateful for people like him who have made a change in their life and decided to live a more honorable life, mm-hmm. a more exemplary life. So I'm grateful for
that. Don't say come off too preachy. And, you know, for us to defend him, you know how I feel about him after this Trump thing. So for me to say, like, hey, Steve didn't do this and that, and I don't agree with the message, you know, I'm just being honest. That's
right. If Martha Stewart came out with a book on how to have a business, I'm still going to read it, even though she went to jail. Like, she still got the keys or the information.
That's a good point.
That's a great point.
Yeah. So where can they find you, Rick?
And they can find you. You guys, I'm Cherie Fletcher across all media platforms. Get with your girl.
And you can reach me at Robin Ayers on all my social media platforms.
And again, it's Raylan T, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren.
Cool. I'm not taking followers this week, but you can follow Cherie's YouTube channel / Cherie Fletcher.
Thank you, Demetrius.
I'm so done. I'm everywhere at Stuart Stone.
Thank y'all.
You just can't be open for joining followers all the time. No, that's
our show,
me.
And we'll see you next week. Peace. Same time, same channel.
Yeah, cue that music. Play it. Roll it out.
Is that the same?
I got shit to do.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.